This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah, I just sent you some on the Google Hangouts Amber Alert that just was sent out.
Oh, goodness.
Are we on?
We are, in fact, on. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Michael Hamilton, male, 2 years old, last seen March 16th in Oakland. Blue sweater, blue pants, blue shoes, black 2021 Nissan Versa. The tag is 8TYX914, California plate. Little boy named Michael Hamilton, two-year-old boy.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That is Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice job, Fremont Bank.
A couple quickies here before I get started. Happy birthday, Fifi.
Oh.
Happy birthday, D-Bales. And happy birthday to Fudge.
Fudge? How old is Fudge?
No,
oh, that sounds delicious.
I love
happy
some
birthday,
Fudge.
Will.
Oh.
Another birthday.
Will, Fifi, and D-Bales.
D-Bales.
All right.
Nice.
Have a good birthday, you
I said
people.
That D-Bales like 5 times. What am I being tricked into saying? What
You're
is
not.
This? What is this? What are
it's
you doing?
It's like V-Hale, but it's D-Bale.
Right.
It's
All right. Anyway, happy birthday, everyone. So we'll begin here with the weather. It's raining outside. So there's that. If you needed help, if you can't get to a window, I'll help you. It's raining outside. It's wet down there. There's that. And that's pretty
right.
much going to be the deal today, so
enjoy.
Embrace it.
Yeah, Wayne, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
We need it. Embrace it. We need it. Our reservoirs are really low.
You know, I've got a couple, few different COVID quickies. I already told you that as the amusement parks are getting ready to reopen, they're going to ask you to not scream on roller coasters, but really they're just going to have to mask you up and let less of you on. Because that's what roller coasters' whole point is to make you scream.
Could you not be such a baby when you get on this roller coaster? Thanks, that'd be great. We're going to run it really slow so you don't scream.
Also this year, it turns out, sales of musical equipment are at record-breaking levels. Because everybody said, you know what I'm going to do? Start a band.
Why wouldn't I?
I look forward to hearing all of your musics. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Winning.
Duh.
The New York Times just ran a study on 900 essays that kids wrote for their college applications this year, and almost half of them are about the pandemic.
Oh, well, not too surprising. That's what people are going through right now. That has to get to be pretty dull reading, though.
A restaurant in Denton, Texas is adding a $50 charge to people's bills if, quote, I have to explain why masks are mandatory. And it's $75, quote, if I have to hear why you disagree.
That's genius. Put your damn mask on. Let's go from there. Let's not talk about it.
I love it. You know, that's because Texas has removed the mask
So now people are
requirement,
saying, right.
But it's up to these businesses to decide who they're how they're going to take care of their customers and employees. It sounds like these people have done a good job with it.
Mm. Well, they're having a little fun with it.
Right.
Who wants to pay $75 extra?
According to this story, there have been very few serious side effects confirmed with the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, but some patients are trying to blame all sorts of things on it, including breast enlargement, weight gain, random moaning, sunburn, and genital herpes.
Random moaning?
Your COVID vaccine gave me herpes. And the doctor said, no. No, it didn't.
It didn't.
It doesn't do that.
Yeah. There's a big scare in Europe right now. They're saying the AstraZeneca one gives people blood clots, and I think the medical community is coming down pretty, like, I hadn't heard the herpes one.
The herpes. What about sunburn? That's a good one.
The random moaning also. Right. I mean, people just love to moan, really. Oh. I mean, isn't that, might not be the kind of moan you were expecting, but.
Christina at my house has taken it on herself to get everybody that we know an appointment, who's eligible, I should say, an appointment for a vaccine. This lady in Pennsylvania, she's a TSA agent by day, and by night, she's helping people get vaccinated. Her name is Donna LaMonica. Oh. She wakes up three times a night to book appointments for people at 12:30, 2:30, and 4:30 because
like
she realized
when
new slots in her area tend to open up.
So do people pay her to get them a slot?
Nope. She's just trying to help. Her 13-year-old son. Her son also helps by escorting seniors to their appointments and making sure they have everything they need. They're just being good people in the community.
That's lovely. I really think, and I know that Christina clearly has her finger on the pulse, so I think when it is your turn, she's going to get you right in there, Vinny.
I hope that's the case.
When is it our turn again? Last hour you got me all excited as you were talking about all the different tiers, but then there was still no answer.
It feels like people are able to fudge, but I do realize that I'm a public person, and I'd rather not have someone yell, "What the hell is he doing in that seat?"
Get it?
Yeah, I don't want no trouble.
Yeah, what about us?
No thanks. I'm gonna just wait. You let me know when it's my turn.
Yeah, and Christina will.
A couple in Florida moved into a new house and knew it might be tough to make friends during a pandemic, so they came up with a brilliant idea. They set up a table out in front of their house with a sign that said, "Free beer." And then people come by, have a beer, and they chat them up.
That is actually so simple, it is genius.
It's too simple. And
well, then
yet,
it really puts you out there. I mean, you know what we like to do? Have a beer.
Right.
If you are of that ilk, we have them for free. Please stop by our makeshift bar.
Most people love a frosty cold one.
Sure, give me a frosty cold one. Now, that's not a table I want you stopping at, Vincent.
Oh, don't worry.
Do
and
they
you
have
know,
mirror
I'll tell
beer?
You something. Sometimes I do come off as antisocial because I have been invited even by our neighbors who've said, you know, "Come out, we're having some beers," and, you know, do it. And I'm just like, you know, nah. And I don't mean to be antisocial, but it's just not a place I should be.
Right.
I have a problem. If I were to start that, I can't stop it.
I can't just have one with you.
Right.
This doesn't work for me. Even if I could just have one tonight and kind of talk myself out of another one and later, you know, now I've opened the door. Now I think I can have one. Zero is
the
number.
Trust me, I've tried to research that possibility every single way. And there is no combination of things, whether it be the drink or the person or the place or the time or the... No combination works for me. So
the
I
beer
have
says, no, the whiskey
eliminated
is, no,
that as an option.
You got to let it go.
Period.
You got to let it go. Yeah, zero
is safe
is the number.
For me.
Yep.
Right. That's the only number that's safe, zero.
So why
one out of six people say they called customer service just to talk to another person.
No, they didn't. One in six?
There isn't a
that's
more
insanity.
Frustrating place in the
I never want to talk to those people.
Than the phone line help where you can't get a person.
No.
Representative.
Operator.
Representative. represent. You don't need to know what my problem is. I know you don't. Just, and then you realize they're going to keep starting you over if you don't tell them what the problem is.
Yep.
Check on a purchase.
Main menu.
You mean deposit? No, I didn't say a deposit. I said check on a purchase.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand. Please repeat what you said.
Oh, my God.
You can try things like, yes, balances, deposits.
There's loneliness, and then there's so desperate for human contact that you'll voluntarily argue with someone on a phone helpline because you're, well, desperate for human contact that you'll voluntarily argue on a phone helpline.
You know,
yikes.
I will say this, and they're not going to be pleased that I did this. You can get to a person really fast on T-Mobile's helpline. I'm just saying, I, you know, if you've ever used their customer service, it is actually, it's a step or two and boom, you're talking to someone. They're going to hate me now. Oh, well.
No, they won't.
They're just so great. It's you know, it's a positive T-Mobile.
You know, this next story, because I kind of went through this with my own. I do regular physicals at the doc. You know, you have a doc, you pay for medical insurance, you might as well go get your physical.
Yeah.
So I've done that in my doc a couple times. Well, for a little while there after the kids were born, she's like, "You're way overweight." Wow.
How dare you? I'm going to make comments about your body now.
Oh my God.
You have huge ears.
That does not make any sense, except that I knew it was not news to me that I had gained 15 pounds. So anyway, but she went on to say one of the things that she said to me was, "You're not drinking enough water, man. You got to drink more water." Oh. And I thought, oh, crud.
But you drink a lot of water.
But this brings me to you. Even though you're a medical marvel, I've often thought, because you say you have these headaches, I often think, she doesn't drink enough water, but I don't want to say it to you because...
I drink about four of these a day. This is just water. Like, I drink plenty of water.
How many ounces is that?
21.
Oh, that's a good amount.
I go through it. I drink a ton of water, actually, because it's really all... I drink coffee and water, and that's really it. Once in a while, I have a Fresca or a root beer.
All right. Well,
but no, the headaches are... I think they're food-related.
One of those things that comes from being dehydrated, though, is headaches. A lot of people who have headaches don't associate it with their lack of drinking enough water. And they, you know, there they are, crunching Advil, hoping for this thing to go away. But consider that you're not drinking enough water. Also on the list of symptoms, you know, when you're dehydrated. What'd you just say to me?
Advil, it works. You know, here's the thing, though. When you take aspirin, a lot of times you do drink some water. So maybe it isn't the aspirin. Maybe it is the water that's helping you.
Feeling dizzy
comes
from not having enough water. Feeling tired comes with not having had enough water. Constipation, indigestion, and dry mouth, all symptoms of not getting enough water.
How much water is enough?
You know, it varies depending.
Too much, too, right?
What I try to do is drink a bunch early so that I'm as much evacuation as possible by nighttime.
Oh, goodness.
You know.
Yeah. So you don't pee during the night.
I hate it.
Yeah, but you do it. How many times? Twice a night? Once a night? Three times?
No, usually it's, you know what it is? Usually it's because I've woken up and I'm sitting there and I'll just go, I'm going to get up and reset the whole thing. So I'll go. But it's usually only once. But if I can't sleep, then I'm laying there and I often like a good reset. Like, let me just get up, cool off, go. And then when I lay back down, it'll be a brand new me ready for bed.
Well, the thing is, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you do have to pee, you're just going to lay there until you get up and pee. So you might as well just go do it.
Right.
What are you going to fight with yourself?
I'm too tired to get up. Let me do a couple fast facts and then we'll get to the text. Don't forget, our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, we
do. And by the way, while there were plenty of people who support me on not liking Erasure, there are also plenty of people who support you and love Erasure. So,
all we
I'll let you know about
those
that.
Those people must be joking, too.
I know. That's what I thought.
I want to swing with you. And
the U.S. Forest Service created Smokey the Bear in 1944 after their deal ran out with Disney to use Bambi on their forest fire prevention posters.
Oh, Bambi would be a good one. You feel so bad for Bambi if Bambi got... Because, you know, what happened to his mom.
Oh, come on.
It's a pretty well-known story. Did I really spoil anything?
I think you did.
Run for it, Bambi.
Maine.
Where's mom? Yes, Maine. Maine, where all the ugly people are. Uh-huh.
Right.
Go on.
Made it illegal to put tomatoes in clam chowder in 1939.
Yeah, you don't put tomatoes in clam chowder.
It's illegal.
It's illegal. It is.
Yeah. What happened to you if you did?
You'd be put in jail, obviously. Shamed, because you were making New York-style clam chowder. Manhattan clam chowder.
You don't like Manhattan clam chowder?
No, thanks. I'm sure it's good. I would never eat it, though.
Said like a true New Englander.
Thanks, Ben. You know, I got to stick with my peoples.
Except that you're cold all the time. So, really, are you a good New Englander? Because I think if they heard how you wear jackets inside, they'd probably...
shiver. It was like 67 in here yesterday. I was freezing to death.
67.
What's going on here? Well, listen, when you live on the East Coast, you're in long johns all winter long. You grow all your body hair out and never even look at yourself naked, because why would you be naked? It's freezing out. It's a whole nother thing.
Is that true?
Thinner now. Pretty much. I mean, you're freezing. And because before you even go to work, you got to shovel your car out and scrape all the ice off of it and shovel a path to it. I mean, you're just...
Winter. I never thought of that. So wait a minute. You know the year when you were in a rock band and you were touring and you were, you know, boning all the boys?
Yes, yeah.
But that would have been, you didn't even do that in the winter, did you?
Oh, no, we did.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
And actually, we used to do week-long stands at a couple of ski resorts.
Oh, so there was a lot of boning down there, for sure.
Sure. Well, I mean, I was there for a whole week.
And so you got your own place?
Get a boyfriend for the week. No, they put us in a hotel.
That's what I mean. You get a hotel.
Yes, yeah.
So you
I
got your
own
room.
Hotel room, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
The boys had to share, but I was the only girl, so I got my own room. We have three rooms for the band. I'm like, what, you mean you have two? I got one of them. Yeah, it was fun. It was good. But then you just have to get your ass up there. You know, through the winter.
Oh, you mean up to the resort?
To the resort, yeah.
Gotcha, okay. You were talking about your ass for a second there. I was trying to figure out where you're getting it up to.
Down there.
Right. Anyway, our text number again is 800-400-3697. I'll read your contributions to the show right after these important messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.